This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Are Vermonters following the state's universal recycling law? And where does our recycling end up? Those are the questions Julie St. Marie put to Brave Little State, VPR's people-powered journalism show. And the answers are in the newest episode. Here to tell us about it are VPR's Angela Evansy and Howard Weiss-Tisman. Hello to you both.
Hey, Hi, Mitch.
So, Angela, let's start with you. Brave Little State runs public voting rounds so that listeners can choose which questions the show should answer. And I understand that a lot of people share Julie's curiosity about recycling.
Oh, yes. Julie's question was one of many that we've gotten about recycling in Vermont. And when we put it up for a vote, it got twice as many votes as a question about Vermont's craft beer, which was a little shocking. So it's an important topic for people. We should also say one of the things we discovered about Julie St. Marie is that she is the mother of someone who works here at VPR. Anna St. Marie is our marketing and engagement coordinator. We found this out after the fact, and Anna confirmed for us that her mom takes recycling, quote, way too seriously.
Well, full disclosure, of course, and that is a two-part question from Julie that we have. How did the show answer part one, which is about whether people are following the law? Howard?
Right. Well, that was the easy part, really, for this. So the state basically weighs all of the trash and recycling that moves in and out of the solid waste districts that goes up to the place that eventually sorts it and sells it. And so the main person who knows about this stuff is Josh Kelly. He works at the Department of Environmental Conservation. And this is what he said the data shows.
From what our data has shown, it's happening. It's working. Recycling is up, and it has been up each and every year since the law went into effect.
And so we also found out about this other pretty cool thing. Every 5 years, the state does what's known as a waste composition study. And what they do there is they hire a company. It's a pretty big job. It costs about $200,000. And they go randomly throughout the state, and they literally rip open garbage bags and look what's in it. And they have this long list of more than 30 different items. They take every single item out of the trash. They put it on a table and they collect all this data. And like I said, this happens every 5 years because it's a big job and it's expensive. And the last waste composition study was done last year, and it showed that recycling is at about 72%.
We're recycling 72% of the materials we could.
And so what Josh is saying there, that 72%, that's 72% of all of the recyclable material. So of all of the glass and the plastic and the paper that Vermonters use, the state diverted about 72% of that stuff. Now, there was also this question of, this is the law, and is the state cracking down on people who aren't recycling? And Josh says when the law first went into effect in 2015, the landfill ban, he said there were some calls into the state of people not following the law. But Josh says they haven't given out any tickets yet. He says most of the time when they get a call, they'll go and speak to the people, and most of the time they're able to resolve the issues.
To my knowledge, there's been no penalties for a recycling violation by a resident or a business disposing of recyclables.
So one other thing we found out is that even though recycling is up and the solid waste law does seem to be working, last year there was an increase in the amount of trash that went into the landfill. It was up 11%. That was following a few years where the tonnage dropped. Josh doesn't really know why that happened. There's some guesses that because the economy improved, maybe Vermonters were consuming more, but there's no real clear answer why tonnage didn't increase last year.
Okay, well, let's transition to part two of the question. And this is about where Vermont's recycling ends up. Angela, how did you answer that one?
Well, big picture, to be clear, all our kombucha bottles are not getting turned back into kombucha bottles. This is a very complicated and transformative system, and it got more complicated when China stopped taking recyclables from the U.S. last year. This has definitely affected Vermont, and we get into it in our episode. We also talked to the woman who decides where the majority of Vermont's recycling, about 64% of it, goes after it's been sorted and baled.
So the recycling ends up to, we would call these end sites or mills. They end up at other facilities that take that material and make it into something new.
So this is Susan Millett. She works for Casella Waste Systems, which processes the bulk of Vermont's recycling. And it's Susan's job to find buyers for our cardboard and aluminum and plastic. The list goes on. Susan told me that all of Vermont's recycling is sold to companies here in the U.S. or Canada. In her words, it stays domestic. And it gets turned into everything from new plastic bottles to metal for electronics to paper pulp that gets shipped to China. So just to give you an example of how complicated all this is, Susan talked me through where Vermont's plastic goes.
Okay, sure.
Number one, plastic. It's kind of your regular water bottle. It's called PET.
Polyethylene.
And that goes kind of all over the place in the U.S. and Canada.
Depending on what the price is and logistics.
And gets turned into a lot of things.
Now, is that the stuff that's made into clothing and...
Yeah, clothing, like fleece, new carpeting.
And obviously... lots of new bottles made out of PET.
Number two, plastic is HDPE.
High-density polyethylene.
It's like milk jugs and shampoo bottles.
Yes, exactly. And that goes to either Alabama or Pennsylvania. Depending on whether it's a natural or a colored HDPE, it either gets turned into new piping for underneath roads for drainage or new plastic bottles.
Wow, this is the sort of thing that I think most Vermonters don't necessarily think about, but we've got some answers to where it all goes.
And I would say that that is the most complicated path for Vermont recyclables, but Howard and I found out that it is not.
Yeah, the story of recycled glass in Vermont is really complex. And the reason for that is that this recycled glass, it just doesn't have any value. They're not making it back into glass jars, and so a lot of people are trying to figure out new uses for it. And to find out what's happening and what might be happening to a lot of the glass in Vermont, you're going to have to listen to the rest of the episode.
And listeners can do just that during Vermont Edition today. The latest episode of Brave Little State will be airing at noon and again at 7 p.m., or you can listen anytime wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much, Angela and Howard.
You bet.
All right, see ya.